We are about to go to a community in Ebola-stricken Liberia where there has been good news. It's the northern district of Foya, and it's the place where the virus first appeared in the West African country. There were so many cases and so many deaths over the summer, but for now, no new cases. NPR's John Hamilton reports on what worked.
When Doctors Without Borders arrived in Foya in early August, Ebola was out of control. There had already been several hundred cases in the area, and the number was growing each week. Katie Athersuch is the local communications officer for the group.
At the peak, there were 125 patients in the center. It was a very, very busy time and very stressful.
Since then, a lot has changed in this district, which borders both Guinea and Sierra Leone. Athersuch takes me inside the Ebola Care Center. We cross a perimeter marked by an orange plastic fence to a sprawling complex of tents and temporary wooden buildings covered with blue tarps. In one of the buildings is a whiteboard that lists every Ebola patient in the center. On this day, there are just three names.
It's a very changed situation. For the last 6 weeks now, we've had an average of around 10 patients. So things are very obviously better. But they're not solved.
There have been no new cases of Ebola in Foya in nearly a month, though patients are still arriving from other areas, including the district of Vunjima, just 40 miles away. Healthcare workers say there are two main reasons the epidemic here has abated. One is this center, which allows sick people to receive care without putting their families at risk. The other is a massive information and public relations campaign conducted by Doctors Without Borders and local health leaders. Sylvester Seyo, a health promoter who lives in Foya, says before the aid group arrived, people here were terrified.
In Foya, every day, whole day, you see people carrying dead body.
And people weren't just afraid of Ebola. They were afraid of the healthcare workers who looked like astronauts and took bodies away in ambulances. Seyo says many people thought the workers were collecting bodies to sell the organs.
Oh. These guys only come in to slaughter people and, you know, conduct ritualistic acts, and they make money out of us. Because of that, people resisted.
Estella Jaya is another healthcare promoter from Foya. She says people also distrusted the chlorine sprayed around infected houses and on people arriving at the center.
If you come to the center, they will spray you with the chlorine and you will die.
So Doctors Without Borders and the local Ebola team put in a new system. Every time an ambulance went to collect a patient or body, they sent a local health promoter to stand outside the house and explain to neighbors what was happening. They also began to allow families to visit patients at the center from a safe distance. James Timothy Na, a psychosocial counselor at the center, says one of the most important changes was allowing family members to see the body of someone who died of Ebola.
It is their right to say, I want to see the body before it's been buried. It is also their right to say, I want to see where the body will be buried.
The center even has a viewing area where visitors can see the faces of healthcare workers before they put on masks, goggles, and other protective gear. And just a few weeks ago, the center installed a cell phone booth where patients can make calls to their friends and relatives. The changes have made a big difference. Sylvester Seyo says that's obvious from the community's response to a local radio program that lets residents ask questions about Ebola.
They are eager to tune on the radio to listen to the messages from us.
Health workers say they worry that those messages may seem less urgent now that Ebola is no longer such a deadly presence in Foya. People here let their guard down once before, and the virus returned with frightening speed. As Katie Athersuch takes me to the center's exit, she says Doctors Without Borders is determined to make sure that doesn't happen again.
So can we just see you to the gate?
And yes, absolutely. And the exit protocol is just...
The exit protocol, again, is you get your feet sprayed with 0.5 chlorine, you wash your hands in 0.05 chlorine, and then you pass through the gate, and then you're back in
Okay,
back
I will see you
world.
Back up there. Thank you so much.
Within minutes of my exit, an ambulance pulls up to the care center. It's carrying another suspected Ebola patient from the neighboring district of Vunjima. John Hamilton, NPR News, Foya, Liberia.